The deaths of an Illinois tourist and a burro from Custer State Park after they were bitten by venomous prairie rattlesnakes in June raised concerns that the number of snakes and human encounters were on the rise. But experts say it's common for a couple dozen people to be bit in South Dakota each year. Death by rattlesnake is extremely rare, and the Illinois man actually died of heart trauma triggered by the bite. A rattlesnake bite sets off a painful set of symptoms that require antivenom, a hospital stay, and costs that easily reach into the tens of thousands of dollars. Prairie rattlers thrive in temperate weather like South Dakota is having this year, and increased development into rural and wild areas is likely to make encounters and bites more common. To avoid a bite, hikers and others should wear protective clothing and be on the lookout for snakes or listen for their distinctive warning rattle. If bitten, people should call 911 and immediately head toward a hospital. Most hospitals and some veterinary offices in South Dakota carry the antivenom, and recovery usually takes a couple weeks. The last thing anyone should do is mess with a snake or try to kill it, both of which increase the chance for a painful bite and an expensive trip to the hospital. For South Dakota Newswatch, I'm Bart Fancook.